Hey Gratitude Seeker, in this episode we will talk about the three essential oils that relieve anxiety and why they work so well. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. This is also great for anxiety relief. We just need to remind ourselves to actually do it. But what I wanted to share with you is what I've learned recently from a conference. There were two speakers, one a physicist that partnered with some biology experts and did a study about essential oils and how they can be used as a replacement for antibiotics. It's a study that has been published in a US-based research magazine, but I don't want to get into that. I would rather go into the subject that the second speaker focused on, which is the link between smell as one of the five senses, our neurophysiology, and our neuropsychology. For instance, one interesting fact that I've learned was that compared to our vision, the nuances that we smell are many times greater. Our eyes can distinguish about 10 million different colors. How many different nuances of smell do you think we can distinguish? What do you think? 15 million? 20 million? 100 million? The number is actually 1 billion, and the sense of smell is actually the oldest one that we have from the five senses. At only 12 weeks, while still in the womb, a baby has all of his olfactory system developed. What I thought was even more interesting was the fact that we respond immediately to smells, and the reason behind this is that it's the only sense from the five senses that's linked directly to our brain, more exactly to our amygdala. And as you might know already, the amygdala has an important role in our emotional life, in our motivation, and when it comes to our fear conditioning. So that's why a particular smell can calm us down instantly. And the effect of smells in our life can be different from one person to another. For instance, the smell of burning wood usually gives us a positive emotion, but for some it can be related to a memory where maybe something burned that was precious for them, or the smell of our loved ones can have a huge impact on our emotions. And of course, the smell of plants, flowers or fruit have a really strong impact on our emotions. The essence of these plants, flowers or fruit can be found in essential oils. For instance, for every liter of lavender essential oil, 130 kilograms of plant is necessary. So these oils are really dense and really powerful, really potent. And since I give the example with the lavender essential oil, it will be the first one on the list. So, lavender is one of the most popular essential oils used today and has application for nearly any mood. It's fresh and floral, and studies indicate that it's effective in promoting relaxation and in easing anxiety. Lavender is used by many to reduce stress, improve concentration, alleviate insomnia, and calm agitation. When used for anxiety, research suggests topical application of lavender essential oil is likely the best way to experience its full benefits. One research study showed that the medical properties of lavender become apparent in as little as 5 minutes after rubbing onto the skin. In my experience, it's much faster. Recently, while cooking, I've burnt my hand a little bit, and after putting a drop of lavender essential oil on the part that was burned, it not only stopped it from becoming red and sore, stop the pain, but also the anxiety that I felt when I got the burn. Our bodies automatically react when we have these kinds of experiences. There is a sort of shock, and lavender helped relieve that anxiety, that feeling that got me to be agitated. And it worked really fast, in my experience. So what are other ways in which you can use the lavender essential oil for anxiety? One is when you also have a headache. You can rub one or two drops of lavender essential oil onto your temples, and you will see that the tension will gradually go away. Of course, you can also create your own massage oil by putting a few drops of lavender in a can of coconut oil. That's my favorite, but you can use other oils too. And you can use it to rub your feet, or you can have your significant other after a hard day's work or after a stressful day. And if you don't have the time for a proper massage, go for the muscles in the back of your neck, because that is where you will find most tension and the most impactful anxiety relief. Another way of enjoying the benefits of the lavender essential oil is through inhalation. Put two or three drops of lavender essential oil into your palms and then take a deep breath. It's very important for the essential oil to be pure, ideally therapeutic grade. That's why I use and recommend the essential oils from Young Living, because I've tried to do this with other essential oils and I started coughing, and I felt that there were chemical compounds there that shouldn't be there. So inhalation is really effective because the essential oil quickly enters your bloodstream through your hands while also stimulating neural connections via the olfactory bulb to provide a nearly instant feeling of relaxation. This method is perfect for use while traveling, in the office, or in crowded spaces. If you're at home, I recommend using a diffuser. An ultrasonic diffuser is the best, because heat lowers the effectiveness of the essential oil. And the diffuser that I recommend is the one that I'm using as well. It's called the Dewdrop Diffuser. You put in some water, you add 3, 5, 4 drops of essential oil, and for the next 4 hours, it will do its magic, and I can forget about it because it will stop automatically after the water in the bowl has been depleted. It's part of the premium starter kit, and along with the other 12 oils, it makes for a really good deal. The premium starter kit in the description. But now let's get back to our second essential oil that is perfect for anxiety release. And can you guess what oil that is? It's the orange essential oil. And one interesting fact about the orange essential oil is the fact that it's actually made from orange peel, the part of the orange that we throw away, but that's very powerful and very healthy when used as an essential oil. It has a powerful and uplifting fragrance with proven stress-relieving benefits. Various research studies have shown that orange essential oil may provide relief from anxiety and stress, and even help people who are on antidepressant medicine reduce their prescription significantly. Orange is one of the best essential oils to use in a diffuser if you wish to refresh and uplift your mood. It's also valuable for improving concentration and boosting energy. I'm sure you remember the smell when you open up an orange, or even if just someone in the office or in the house is doing that, because you have an instant reaction to that. And if you're aware of it, it actually makes you feel good. It's kind of the same with the essential oil. You can also inhale it directly from the bottle, or just put a few drops on your hand and inhale it. You'll get an instant mood lift and it will awaken your senses. Another way of enjoying the orange essential oil is by putting a drop in your water. I, for instance, don't drink anything else but water. And while it's good, it's hydrating, it's great to add some taste sometimes. Especially some taste that I know it's natural and it tastes good, of course. And the third essential oil that I recommend is frankincense. Frankincense is derived from the resin of the Boswellia tree, which is native to Somalia in Africa. It has a sweet, musky aroma that can help ease stress and anxiety. It is also believed to enhance intuition and spiritual experiences. Frankincense essential oil is rich in a really hard to pronounce molecular structures capable of traveling through the blood-brain barrier and have been shown to alleviate the adverse effects of anxiety. According to the findings of a 2008 study, testing a blend of frankincense, bergamot, and lavender, frankincense has been found to relieve anxiety and pain in terminal cancer patients. You may think of frankincense as being used only in church, but it's really, really good for anxiety and for many, many other things. There has been a lot of research done around the power of frankincense. You'll find a lot of references in the Bible as well about it. And I've actually been using it for many years before switching to the frankincense essential oil. My parents used to purify the house using frankincense. They were basically frying the frankincense and taking it around the house. It has a really beautiful smell and a calming effect. And since I've seen the positive impact that it can have, I started using it especially in tense moments in the house. And it's really helpful in actually calming people down, calming that part of our brain that is in the fight or flight mode that makes us be reactive and feel that we need to fight in order to survive. So of course, a great way to use the frankincense essential oil is to diffuse it using an ultrasonic diffuser. And another way of using it for anxiety relief is by putting a few drops in the palm of your hands and inhaling. It's a pretty expensive oil, to be honest, but its effects are amazing, both internally and externally. One possibility of getting it at a better price is by getting an essential oils kit, like the premium starter kit, on which you can find more information in the description. So these are the three essential oils that relieve anxiety and the reasons why they work so well. I think that part of being grateful for all of the abundance that surrounds us is to actually use the things that we've been gifted with to make our life better. And nature is one of those gifts. And the essential oils are basically the essence of plants, flowers, raisins, fruit, and they can really help us live a better life. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.